This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. Realizing the importance of participation, member schools of the IHSA created a bylaw in the latter part of the 20th century that allows schools to form cooperative teams. The bylaw that allows the formation of these teams is Bylaw 2.030. In its initial form, the bylaw only allowed public schools to form cooperative teams, although if one of the schools in a possible co-op was of a certain enrollment size, the school could form a co-op in all sports or activities except football or boys and girls basketball. However, in a recent modification to the bylaw, the membership modified the rule to create an ability for private schools with a student enrollment of fewer than 200 students to form co-ops with either similar-sized private schools or public schools. This modification has enabled thousands of students the opportunity to participate in athletics or activities that otherwise would not have been able to do so. All cooperative team agreements are for a 2-year period, and only in very rare cases that are approved by the IHSA Board of Directors may schools break a cooperative agreement after only 1 year. To apply for a co-op, the involved schools must submit the following materials to the IHSA office. First, a completed application that identifies, among other important information, the cooperative team's sport, the school that will serve as the administrative host, and the expected number of participants from each school involved with the co-op. Second, an intergovernmental agreement between all the involved school districts. The intergovernmental agreement serves as the guiding document that outlines how the cooperative team will be run. Third, a letter of approval from each conference that all schools involved with the cooperative team are members and/or in which the cooperative team will compete. Fourth, approval letters from schools against which the cooperative team will compete. But these letters are only needed if the cooperative team will not participate in a conference. Once all the necessary materials have been submitted, the IHSA office reviews those and either approves or denies the request. In making that determination, consideration is given to the written guarantees submitted by the schools that the formation of the cooperative team will not reduce participation opportunities for students at the schools involved in the co-op. After the initial 2-year period expires, schools may choose to renew the cooperative team. The process followed and materials submitted for a renewal are similar to the original request, and all renewals are also good for a 2-year period. Cooperative teams have been well received by the IHSA's membership, and the addition of this participation opportunity has benefited thousands of students across the state over the past generation.